Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Lorena Hernandez-Barsena, and I am a tutor and teacher at LSATdemon.com. With me is Nathan Fox, founder of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast Thinking LSAT. Hey there.
Hey, what's happening? Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for hosting the show. It's nice to have another voice instead of just learning all the time.
It's fun. I'm a big podcast nerd, so this is actually very exciting for me.
You are officially LSAT famous.
LSAT famous. That's what everyone wants to be.
You deserve to be LSAT famous, Lorena. You scored 180 on the actual LSAT. That's nothing.
Yeah, thanks. You know, there's a point that I like to make about this, which is I worked really hard. I worked my ass off, but I also got lucky. You know, there were questions that really aligned with my strengths, and not to say that I wasn't going to score high, but a 180 itself, there's definitely luck involved in that and the kind of test that you end up with and how it matches up with your skills. So,
For sure. I scored 179 and I never had scored that high on any of my practice tests. You know, I knew I was going to score in the 170s, but I didn't know that it was going to be like that high. I got a little bit lucky on my first attempt. And so, I'm willing to acknowledge that my actual abilities at the time were not, you know, not exactly 179. There was a plus or minus, it was probably more like 175 plus or minus four. And I happened to get the plus four instead of the minus four.
Yeah. I hear that. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So I'm going to read this email and then we can wildly speculate because that's what we do.
Perfect.
All right. It says, this came in, I guess, to the Thinking LSAT podcast. It says, hey, Ben and Nathan, I'm a 26-year veteran in a fire department and finally decided to pursue my JD. I found you guys after throwing good money at two of the big name LSAT programs. They both sucked. Worse than losing money was the loss of time with their BS. Anyway, you guys are LSAT saviors. Well, thank you, Marcos. We're not for everybody, but we are perfect for some folks, including Lorena, a former student of ours who scored 180. to my letters of recommendation concern. Okay. It seems like uploading letters of rec to the LSAC is more than simply uploading a file. It appears we have to get the writers of the letters, the recommenders, to create an account. I called LSAC and they were less than stellar in their help. Oh, that's too bad. Normally LSAC is awesome on the phone. Is there any way you guys can shed some light on this process? Maybe you guys know of a better hack? My recommenders have gladly written the letters, but are very reluctant to create an account to get that letter sent to LSAC. Is there a better way? Thank you, Marcos. And Marcos says that he is a live subscriber until he gets his law school paid for, which is a very good idea, Marcos. I think if you stick with us, you are going to go to law school for free. Lorena, what do you think about this letter of recommendation issue?
So this is interesting because I don't think that there's a way to get around it. Unfortunately, I have at this point read many, many, many instructions for applying to law school from different schools, and everyone makes it very clear that they only accept letters of recommendation directly from LSAC. I think the reason for this is that, I don't know, make sure that you are not in any way tampering with or changing it. Not to say that that's what Marcos is trying to do at all, but I think they're just trying to make sure that everyone doesn't have the opportunity, I guess, to step in it in any way. I'm curious to know what the hesitation with creating the account is. So when I did it, I put, you know, their emails and my recommenders' emails in, and I hit email. And within a couple minutes, my recommenders got a link. They just created their account. They uploaded their letter. It was very easy. I found out very quickly when they had actually submitted the letter. I don't think that they're getting, you know, communications from LSAC since then.
I agree. This sounds like there's some reluctance here to just jump through hoops. Marcos, you're going to be jumping through way worse hoops than this The hoop that your recommender has to jump through is just not that big of a deal. You're going to put their email into your Credential Assembly Service account, and then they're going to get an email basically, and they're going to follow a link, and they're going to go upload their document. And it's not that big of a deal. Yeah, they are going to have to put in some probably name and title and whatever. They're going to have to fill out some like little form.
Yeah.
But it's not, maybe, yeah, maybe you can reframe it for them. And just say, you're not creating an account. You're just filling out a form.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just one form, just one simple form. Thank you so much for writing the letter. You could explain it to them, Marcos. They don't want you to put your hands on the letter. They want the letter to go straight from the recommender to the Credential Assembly Service. So you have to go through the Credential Assembly Service upload process. That's just how they want it submitted. And you don't have any way around that, Marcos. So you're just going to have to sell your recommenders on the idea that they're going to fill out a form. If they're not willing to do that, then you might have chosen the wrong recommenders.
That's a good point. And I think it is a big kind of question of framing.
Yes.
Maybe it feels like it's a big deal to them for some reason, but it's not going to cause them to put extraneous information to an unsafe website or anything like that. It's totally safe and normal, and a lot of people use it every day. But if they're not, you know, willing to do that, then maybe they've put in the effort to writing the letters, but it's not a lot of extra effort. They've already done the bulk of the effort.
Yeah. I mean, I think they have, unless they haven't, right?
Like, right. If they haven't, then maybe they actually just really aren't willing to go that far for you, which is fine. It's better for you to know that before they write their letters. But you want those to be good letters.
Yeah. You're trying to set up a date with that person that you're interested in, but you know, the date just never works out for them.
Yeah.
Could be that they're just not that into it.
Right. And
it's better that you find that out now. So yeah. Talk to your recommenders, Marcos, and hopefully get them on board with this idea. They're going to fill out a form to submit their letter. And if they hesitate, you know, generally speaking, if people are tepid about writing you a letter, maybe you should find somebody else to write you a letter. You need people who are going to be enthusiastically on your team.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, the content of that letter might be kind of tepid as well, which is not going to be good.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you wrap it up there, Lorena?
Yeah. So if you have some thoughts on this, if you know a different way for some reason, share your thoughts with daily@lsatdemon.com. If you have any questions, you want to share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks everyone for listening.